Proclamation number 5618 of 9th of March, 1953. Disciples of the End Time. Sendlings of God. Consider yourselves my sent ones who are to go to people and bring them my message, and what you now think, what you speak and how you act. You think, speak and act on my behalf, for I sent you out and you only comply with my will. My task for you will always be the same as the one I once gave my disciples when I walked on earth. To carry the gospel out into the world. I ask nothing else of you but that you proclaim my word, because without my word no human being can become blessed. The proclamation of my word is of such great importance that I bless everyone who makes himself available to me for it, for people shall know my will so that they live accordingly and fulfill their earthly task. Hence you shall convey my message to your fellow human beings, you shall proclaim the kingdom of God to them and show them the path they have to take in order to enter the kingdom where eternal life awaits them. You shall speak in my name because I myself send you out and thus you can justifiably pretend to be my servants. For I have conveyed the message to you, I have given you what you are to distribute. My word, which you bring to them as a gift from your Lord in order to testify to your mission. Therefore, you who have received this commission from me, you should not brood and doubt. You should only always do what I ask of you. Receive my word and pass it on. Although few ask for it, and the doors of your heart will often remain closed, yet this should not frighten you and prevent you from continuing your journey, for you will also find open hearts which are grateful to you for your Lord's delicious gift and which will do the same as you again, giving to their fellow human beings what they have received themselves. You need never fear that you are not fit for your work. I have chosen you myself and also give you this strength to work for me as long as you have the will to serve me. For you yourselves cannot judge how necessary your work is, but I know, and therefore I admonish you again and again not to slacken your efforts or become sluggish but to devote yourselves to spiritual work with increased eagerness, because time is pressing and the spiritual hardship on earth is great and can only be remedied if my servants do good vineyard work, if they faithfully fulfill their Lord's will, if they work for me and my kingdom, if they proclaim the gospel and testify to me before the world. Amen.